Hey guys, welcome back to Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. We're at Iowa State's Media Day today, and I pulled away the most popular man in the room, George Niang. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Can you believe you're a senior? This is, yeah. It's like you and Perry Ellis, man. It's your guys' world.
No, he's probably a little older than me, but yeah, where has the time gone, you know? But it's been a blessing being here, you know, the way the fans have really taken me in with all the coaches here also. I mean, it's really been a blessing. I can't thank Cyclone Nation and everybody around here for helping me, you know, chase my dream every day.
I remember the first time I ever talked to you, you were with your mom, and I think you guys were driving to Iowa City,
yeah,
I believe,
yeah.
On a visit. Now, I take yourself back to that day. You ended up committing,
yeah,
to Iowa State, but did you ever think at that point, I mean, you have a opportunity to go down as one of the winningest players here. You'd be in the record books in a lot of statistical categories. Is this gone the way you thought it would, or better?
I like to think I made the right decision, but like I said, no, it's been a blessing, the fact that Iowa State has allowed me to come here and really chase my dream and be a student athlete. I mean, I wouldn't say I would have never thought this could happen, because I feel like I put in the work in every day to try to be the best that I can be. But this has been a dream come true. And, you know, the fact that I can go down in some record books just is pretty astonishing and pretty cool. But that couldn't have been done without the coaches here or the fan support or my teammates. So I got to thank them first and foremost.
I've covered Iowa State for well over a decade now. Never seen a guy really embrace Iowa State and the fans the way you have. And I think, you know, social media had a lot to do with it. I see you interact, yeah, with the fans, but what is it about you that, and what is it about Iowa State, I guess would be the best way to ask it, that brings that out in you?
I would just say the appreciation that they show. You can just tell the passion when you look into these fans' eyes, that, you know, they really want not only the best for you on the court, but the best for you as a person. And when you see that in someone, that just makes you want to give them the world. That makes you want to play that much harder for them. So I think the emotion and tenacity that I bring is just for those guys and obviously myself, but just because with how much passion that they show when they cheer us on or they're outside waiting in the cold to get into games. I think when you see stuff like that, it really makes you appreciate where you're at and makes you want to play even harder for them.
A lot of high expectations. I mean, you guys are top 10 in basically every preseason magazine. The Big 12 poll will be coming out here before too long. When you guys get together here in the Sioux Cup, what's the team goal? Is it a national championship? Is it a Final Four, Big 12? Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, you know, we all have those big goals like that, but I think, you know, what makes this year different from any of the other years was we're just focusing on the next day or the next possession or the next drill in practice, because, you know, when you get caught up in Houston or the Big 12 regular season, you know, you sort of lose focus on what's going on right in front of you, and you never want to do that. So I think Coach Prohm has done a great job with us, is really focusing on the moment, live in the moment and win the moment. If you can win enough moments or win more moments in a day than you lose, you know, you're probably going to be better off during that day. And if you can win more days than you lose, you're going to be pretty good. So I think the biggest thing for us is our goals are obviously to win a regular season Big 12 championship, conference tournament championship, and then obviously to win a national championship. But that can't be done today or tomorrow. Little bits and pieces of those puzzles need to be today, tomorrow, the next day, day 30, day 31.
It's been a weird off season for you guys. It started, you know, with the early exit in the NCAA tournament. Fred leaves, you get a new coach. Throughout all that, I saw a lot on Twitter from all of you guys.
Yeah.
A lot of shirtless pictures of you guys working out and,
yeah,
doing sprints and stuff,
yeah,
like that. Just tell me about the offseason, though, and how you guys grew, because it, even just walking around here today, it seems like you have.
Yeah, no, the offseason was tough. You know, Coach Prohm really pushed us and demanded a lot out of us during the offseason to really make some gains with our bodies, whether that's conditioning or lifting weights. So I think that really brought us closer. You know, when you really You really test a man when you push him to his limits and you need someone to pick you up. And the fact that all of us finished our off-season workouts, you know, did every sprint, did every lifting, and, you know, the fact that you can stand by the next man and know that he's working just as hard as you makes you trust him and believe in him that much more. And I think that made us real close.
Before I let you go, there is a chance you could play UAB in the regular season. Yeah. Do you want that game?
I'm looking forward to that game. I do want that game.
So you want them to be
put that in?
Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
George Niang here on 1460 KXNO from Iowa State's Media Day. He's never shy. You can tell that about George Niang. He really is never shy. He's not the only guy who says he wanted UAB. Monte Morris said the same thing to me earlier today, guys. And that really hasn't been the focal point of today. But I think when you you know, with all the side stories coming into this Iowa State basketball season, that's one of them. You know, probably the biggest upset in last year's NCAA tournament happened to the Iowa State Cyclones, and they've been asked a lot about Hoiberg today, been asked a lot about their new head coach, Steve Prohm, and all the, you know, the general media day stuff that you've got to get through. But UAB has been brought up a lot, and as you just heard it from George Niang, it's absolutely on their mind. And that's just a very unique situation where that team upset them last year in the Thanksgiving tournament down in Florida. If UAB beats Illinois, for the more casual fans who are listening to this here on 1460 KXNO, Iowa State would get an opportunity, should they take care of business in round one, versus Virginia Tech to play them again. It really is interesting. More notes from Iowa State Media Day today. The health of Naz Long has been a question mark. Naz had surgery on his hip over the offseason, and it does sound like he will be able to play, probably at least, in the season opener. I don't think anything is officially cleared yet, but all signs point to Naz Long being okay. It sounds like he's practicing every other day right now for Iowa State, but he's not going at it. He's not going at it every day. They're trying to, you know, preserve that hip as much as possible throughout the early practice days. It's kind of like Steve Prohm said, it's kind of like two-a-days that are going on right now. I don't think they go two-a-days, but that type of a, you know, mentality, like a football two-a-day, when you're trying to install offense and install defense and whatnot. And you got to remember, they're still getting to know each other as well with a brand new head coach. Another thing, and this is what I'll be writing about today at CycloneFanatic.com, been hearing rumblings from folks about Abdul Nader. If you guys remember, you know, specifically the Iowa game last year, Nader comes off the bench, hits multiple three-pointers. He did it at West Virginia. There were multiple games last year where this guy who really didn't play much. He played like 10 minutes per game. Actually, I think less than that. I don't have the stat in front of me. He's had a great offseason for Iowa State, and I think it's important, too. Somebody's got to fill the role of Dustin Hoge. You know, Bryce DeJean-Jones, a lot documented about that, but, you know, that's a role that has to be filled as well. Some of the positive things that he was doing specifically earlier in the season. And I know, based off of what Steve Prohm said today, Abdul Nader is a guy who not only will likely be in the starting lineup for Iowa State this year, but I think they are expecting some big things from him. Preseason magazines are out. Iowa State's a top 10 in all of the three major ones. Blue Ribbon, I believe, is the only one who has not come out at this point, but we know they're going to be top 10 in there as well, as it's already been released. I believe the Big 12 preseason poll will be coming out here within the next week or so, so stay tuned for that. But then, hope you guys enjoyed that interview with George Niang. He is insanely popular. This is as much media as I've ever seen at an Iowa State media day, and I was lucky just to get 5 minutes with Niang as they're trying to, you know, work him around from station to station, all the different TV, really, throughout the entire state of Iowa is here. And Niang is just being swarmed, but good to hear from him. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Coming up tomorrow, Ross and I are going to, man, it's baseball season. Cubbies are in the playoffs. It's going to be a really fun show tomorrow night from the Chicken Coop, where we'll be prepping for the Cubs game. I'm sure it's going to be an interesting little crowd for us there as well. Looking forward to that. A lot of football coming up. Thanks for listening, guys. I got to sign off here from Ames, but I'll throw it back to Ross when we come back here on Sports Fanatics 1460 KXNO.